a very fluid situation.
That's how Sean Spicer of the U.S. Trade Representative's Office described the latest developments with South Korea and U.S. beef trade. On Monday, South Korea announced they would delay final implementation of its April agreement with the U.S. to resume full beef trade amid increasingly violent protests in that country over the arrangement. Then on Tuesday, South Korea's president suggested his country could instead ban U.S. beef imports from cattle over 30 months of age, according to Spicer.
Right now, we are in communication with the Korean government to really get an understanding of their plan. And we are committed at this point to working with the U.S. industry and the Korean counterparts to ensure that the concerns that we have based on what we're hearing is addressed.
Meanwhile, the U.S. ambassador to South Korea is reportedly saying that based on international scientific standards for BSE protection, there is no reason for the U.S. to renegotiate the April agreement. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.